It's a very good afternoon, good evening, good morning, sanbonani, dumelang apsheni, molweni, bonjour. Welcome to the 92nd edition of Umjolo and Sex Podcast. Here speaking is your boy, Mlungisi Better Than Most Handsome, 32-year-old on the side of the equator. Most handsome guy in the cheese got Muhammad Ali's protege, bro, like a butterfly buzz more than a beehive. I definitely don't buzz alone, even after 92 episodes. I still buzz with ever beautiful, ever shining, ever glowing. Too many adjectives, so little time. Oskumi, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm excited for this episode. Really pumped up. Are you good?
I'm good. Man.
I'm pumped up because
no complaints.
I'm pumped up because something tells me once we plug in this conversation, you're going to go. Don't be surprised if, but he doesn't rant a lot these days. So.
I've grown up.
So, because it's part of what we're talking about today is something that really, Oskumi always feels passionate about. let Oskumi just give you a backdrop of what we talk about, and then we're gonna play you a clip that we got courtesy of TikTok of a very explosive woman who. Very brutally and very, very, very articulately excusing her French. Explain what we're talking about today. What are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about something that has been discussed at every baby shower, at every girls' night, at every office party, wherever there are people gathered.
Yeah.
This question has always come up, even on social media. Have you ever had sex on the first date?
Yep.
Will you ever do it? Have you ever done it?
Yep.
That's what we're talking about. Sex on the first date. A lot of people have a lot of opinions about it.
Let's save.
I certainly do.
Let's hold it, comrade, as they would say. Like I said, we're gonna intro it this conversation with this particular clip. Please be advised that the following speaker uses a very, very, very great amount of strong language.
Uses colorful language.
Yeah, very, very strong language, but please don't focus on the language, but focus exactly, listen to exactly what she's saying.
Help me understand. Why is it always don't sleep with the man on the first day or else you're a used bitch? What? You're telling me as a female, if I fuck a man on the first date, I'm the one that's used? Since the fuck when? See, if I'm gonna have sex with you, I'm gonna have sex with you whenever the fuck I want because it's for my fucking experience. Stop attaching sex to being your highest reward to give. You know what I do when I fuck with somebody, when I really fucking like somebody? I let them be a part of my mind. I let them be integrated into my fucking perspectives of life. I let them grow with me consciously. Listen, at the end of the fucking day, give in or give out whenever the fuck you want. But sex should not be the only thing you should be gatekeeping. You should be gatekeeping your fucking intelligence, your intuition, the amount that you're willing to give someone to the fullest degree of you. And help me understand.
Okay, colorful words, as Oskumi would say. Very, very colorful words, but I think there are two sentiments I wanna echo. But I wanna first give Oskumi the platform for her to speak her mind on the matter. But there are two things I want to speak from what she said that I totally agree with. Oskumi,
I agree with her 100%. Like, why are we gatekeeping sex?
Yeah.
I remember the first time I read Steve Harvey's book, Think Like a Man, Act Like a Lady, and he was talking about the 90-day rule. That was the biggest load of crock I've ever read in my life. And by the way, I don't read self-help books at all. Like, by rule, I don't. But I only read that book because a friend of mine read it, and she highly, highly recommended it. And around that time there was a hype because it's just when it came out.
Yeah, 90 Day Rule and...
No, the book itself. Yeah. Yeah, there was a big hype about it, blah, blah, blah. And also, I am a huge Steve Harvey fan. You know, so everything just made sense. I ended up reading the book, and when I was done, I felt like that was 2 days of my life that I will never, ever, ever get back. And I still haven't gotten them back.
Yep.
Why are you going to make a man wait 3 months to see you naked? Why? As if in that 3 months, you are not sexually attracted to this man, that you do not want to give it up. Mm. Yes, women, we think we are the prize. Men also think they are their prize. Everybody thinks they are their prize. So let's just see each other naked, get it over and done with. If it doesn't work out, I'm sorry, boo-hoo, it didn't work out. You dust yourself off, you pull your big girl panties up, and you keep it moving.
Exactly. Exactly. I fully agree. I just think... And I think heterosexual people are guilty of it. Of this thing of commodifying sex, putting a price tag and thinking that, you know, if you behave, you know, you're gonna get a reward. I remember in school, you know, when you do something, you'd get a star on the forehead because you did well, and that's the same thing we do with sex. Mm-hmm. And I think for over 90 episodes now, I think we've been hammering it directly and indirectly. Sex is a fluid thing, guys, and it's like the air we breathe, it's like the clothes we wear, it's like our movement.
Yeah,
it's part of us. It's part of it's part of our lives. It's not something that's just extra special. Yes, we've spoken about how it can affect you when we spoke about ukthwala and sleeping with isangoma, getting cleansed. And from a traditional perspective, I understand that. But ultimately, even still, it's a natural exercise. I remember one of our bosses was telling us about how we messing up this whole thing. Because even from the Stone Ages, this whole concept of while we find group sex, for instance, as a taboo thing, this is something they used to do in the Stone Ages, right? Where people who couldn't conceive, you would have... And I suppose maybe that was when the whole concept of polyandry started, right? So you could, if Mlu could not, it was not potent enough to give Khumi a children, then there would be Kwena, there would be Spiwe, and. And I think the more modernized we've become and the more westernized we've become, we've destroyed this whole thing.
But I think it's because single people are trying to find a loophole.
True.
Listen, we were all raised in the church. Mm-hmm. Most of us, anyway, we were raised in the church. And what does the Bible preach?
Sex before marriage.
Is wrong. The Bible tells us that sex before marriage is wrong. But the Bible does not account for teenage hormones or for hormones in general.
No, but also the same Bible speaks about procreating.
The Bible tells us that we must wait. That you, with your raging hormones, must wait until you are married. Mm-hmm. The average person gets married in their mid to late 20s. Only a few get married in their early 20s. But the average is mid to late 20s and then even further. So now I must wait until my mid-20s. With my raging hormones, I must wait until my mid-20s to get married and then have sex for the first time with my husband and my wife. And then it will be special. It will be sanctioned by God. It will be accepted in heaven. I will be written in the holy scrolls.
Mm.
So now, as single people, we found a loophole. To make ourselves feel better, women have said, yeah, I know what I'm doing is wrong. But instead, what I'll do is I'll make him wait for 3 months.
And what are you
waiting? I'll make him wait for 6 months, for a year, to see if he's the one, to see if he's this, to see if he's that, to see if he's this. If I have sex with him on the first date, it means I'm loose. It means I'm this. It means I'm that. He'll never come back. He'll never do this. He'll never marry me.
Mm.
People have met had sex on the first night. They had successful relationships that ended up...
And they're married.
In marriage, in happy, successful, healthy marriages that resulted in children and a happy, healthy family. They're people who waited.
And they're still waiting.
And it was the opposite.
And
they waited, and the minute they did it, there were issues that came up, and then within no time, they were separated.
They're still waiting, by the way.
So there's no right or wrong when it comes, in my opinion, in my humble opinion, there is no right or wrong.
Exactly.
When it comes to this.
Exactly. I just think, Khumi, you touched on it well. You know, the day we, like, and this lady said it at the end, the day we stop gatekeeping sex, and we start gatekeeping, like you were saying, the important things, our minds, right? These are the things we need to gatekeep. There is the whole issue of mental health, right? Those are things we need to be gatekeeping.
Yes.
Right? Not something as simple as sex, right? And you speak facts. In fact, the latest stats are saying. Remember we did an episode where we were saying people are having less sex.
Yeah.
And maybe this is also partly because of a contributing factor, because people think, no, sex before the first date, guy, watch out, man, no, it's not right. It's this, it's that, it's that. Maybe that's why we're not procreating as much as we should.
And also, I feel if you meet somebody and you do not feel like having sex with them and you want them to wait, it means you're not attracted to them.
Thank you.
Abort mission.
Thank you.
Abort mission. Lisa, prima, prima.
Yes, because it's torture.
Because if you're attracted to somebody, it does not matter whether you've met them
for 5 seconds,
for a few hours, a day, a week, a month. It will not matter. And it, trust me, it will not matter to them.
Exactly.
How long you've known each other before you saw each other naked. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So this whole thing... And also, oh my God, as women, we need to stop using sex as a reward.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, you've been so good. You've treated me well. Therefore, I will now have sex with you. It's been 3 months of you wooing me and courting me, and it's been 3 months of romance, and you've proven you're a great man. Therefore, I will have sex. Sex is not a reward. Listen, Pinalemkaba. Seeing my mkaba is not a reward for anybody.
Thank you.
Then nothing, my own cover in the mirror is not a reward. It depresses me. So now I expect somebody else to see it and then go, hallelujah, thank God. Come on now.
We need to, I said it. This whole thing of commodifying sex is not a thing, guys. Sex was meant, even in the Stone Ages, it was a way for us to procreate, but also it was a way for people to release, right? And so, if we're going to say that as sexual beings, right, we meet each other and we're going against nature, and we're saying because of perception, because of I don't want to be deemed as, I don't want to, we are going to deprive that.
And have you noticed, speaking of perception, have you noticed that it's because we live in a patriarchal society? It's the men
who are
saying that if you as a woman have sex with the first,
I was going there.
But if you as Mlungisi have sex with me on the first night,
you're the man.
Me and my girlfriends are not going to be sitting and saying, oh my gosh, can you believe Khurumlu Ulusi Young?
No.
You and your boys are going to be talking about me.
Mm.
But me and my girls, no, we're not going to be talking about how loose you are.
Mm. But
so then, is it really worth it?
No, you see, hence I'm saying
now, and the men also, again, patriarchal society, men also are saying, women, in order for you to be deemed as a high value woman, you have to hold back on the sex and wait for 3 months, because when you start a new job, you have probation for 3 months, so you have to put this man on probation for 3 months before you give him the benefits. Excuse me, say what now? So benefits meaning he is the one who benefits from the sex, I don't benefit from the sex?
utter gibberish.
As if I can enjoy. I'm there to just serve.
You're just an assistant to the whole.
Apple, silver platter.
No, guys, I just think we've and maybe that's why we nature as a whole, and I think as society as well, I think we've moved away from what our pro existence is. And I understand the commodification. Money has played such a huge role. Money has become a the center of conversation with everything, right? But at the same time, in the commodification of everything, we've now also now commodified things that are not supposed to be commodified.
Yeah.
Right? Sex, in fact, sex is a feeling, right? So it's a feeling, it's an urge, it's a desire that you encounter, whether it's within alone, whether you masturbate, or whether it is in this context where you meet somebody for the first time and you click with somebody. It's the same feeling as somebody who says they fell in love, love at first sight. It's equivalent. The difference is the outcome is both of you just land up being naked with each other. And that should not put value or meaning towards anything.
You know, I wish for us to get to this point as a society, ne?
Mm.
It's okay for you to meet, and as a society, especially women, it's okay for you to meet a guy, let's say, for instance, Kokapelo. You meet him, you guys have a great conversation, nobody bought anybody drinks. Everybody paid for their own bill, you guys had a great conversation, you are attracted to each other, and then after that night you decide you're going to go to whoever's place you're going to go to. If you're not comfortable with that, then you're going to go to a neutral location, which is a hotel, a guest, Airbnb, guest house, whatever.
Or Car-B-N-B.
Thank you. You know. But anyway, that night results in you guys seeing each other naked. The following morning, you decide you're going to have breakfast. Breakfast turns into brunch. It turns into sundowners. It turns into dinner. And that turns into breakfast the following morning, and so on and so forth. And 3 months later, you guys are still smiling. If that is okay with you, then do it.
It's all
if it happens.
Yes.
And then the following day, there's no breakfast. It's still fine. If you did what you did because you wanted to, and not because you were forced, and not because you felt compelled to do it, then by all means,
it's still the same.
Baby girl, let him pull that G-string aside. Sure. Because that's what you want that night. And it's okay.
Yes.
If you can live with that decision, okay.
Guys, we move. This lady articulated it well, guys, as we conclude. There's nothing to sex, guys. There's absolutely nothing. It shouldn't be a gold star because you've behaved, so you're going to have sex. It shouldn't be because you're a bad boy, so you're not going to get this. You know, because then we're governing sex now. Then we're getting to a point where now we're governing.
And me doing it with you on the first date is because I wanted to.
Thank you.
It's because I wanted to. Nothing else to it.
Exactly.
There's no scale. Our relationship is not predetermined.
No, and your value.
Your value, if you're not going to equate my value
because of
that, that's on you, boo. Now I wanted to do what I wanted to do.
Thank you.
And I am okay with the outcome of that decision.
Thank you. And the risk, I mean, to conclude, the risk of the 90-day rule is that then when after 90-day rule, then you think, you know, after 90 days, homie or Mlu is going to be waiting.
Besides the waiting, it's 90 days, and then it's like, okay, fine, it's 90 days. He had the benefits, and then I see the benefits, and I'm like, but I'm not happy with these benefits.
So I waited 90 days for this.
I think I'm going to go look for employment somewhere else.
Exactly.
So you've waited for three months.
For what?
3 months. Because relationships also are not just about one thing. It's not just about sex. It's not just about the emotional part. It's not just about the spiritual connection. It's not just about the mental. It's everything.
Combined.
And if one element is lacking,
that means the relationship is not complete. The foundation is not properly built.
Exactly.
So if after 3 months now this guy, he eats the cookie, and then man, aya buja morare, do you expect him to stick around?
Exactly.
Come on with it, man.
Guys, point of the conversation, guys, sex is not, it's not a gatekeeping exercise. It's not a commodity, guys. Sex on the first date, sex on the first second, sex on the first whatever. We're hormonal beings. And I think we need to always dare not forget that. We've spoken about how sex makes us happy with JP, right? Mm. We've spoken about how, and I think we're going to speak about just the rewards that come with it. Excuse the pun again. So the point that we're trying to make here is, it's like the air we breathe. It's part of us. It's part of our nature.
We are sexual people.
Sexual, right?
And I think we end up having these conversations because we are dating people that we're not attracted to.
Yes.
We're dating them for all the wrong reasons.
And then we go and pant on social media. No.
And write think pieces. No, if you do it.
A huge entire essay.
High value man. High value woman. What?
Utter gibberish, guys. Utter gibberish. Big shout out to the lady who we spoke. I think we'll get her name and we'll credit her properly. Excusing her French, but she gave us a good base to have a conversation around. But once again, guys, a big thank you for your listening. A place where you can also be highly interactive with us and tell us, do you give it up on your first date? Don't you think it's a thing? Interact with us on our social media platforms. Where can they do that, Oskumi?
They can find us on Facebook, yes. Daily Sun.
Yeah,
or they can tweet us at Daily Sun.
Yeah,
or they can find us on www.dailysun.co.za.
/Mjolo, and you can get to see this and many, many other episodes. Once again, a big thank you to you for listening for the past 92 episodes. You've stomached, you've embraced, you've also hinted, given us a lot of food for thought, and we hope that these conversations are just building blocks to greater sexual experiences moving forward. The PSA season is over. We have nothing to share other than that the weather patterns are becoming a bit more warmer. Please ensure that you're drinking lots of water. Condomize, everybody. STIs are still prevalent. Yes, the monkeypox is not swinging as hard as we thought it was going to. And also COVID, we still seem to have it under lockdown. Please make sure, guys, that we also still maintain good sexual health. Oskumi!
No, I've got nothing to say. But take a tawakolo. They know what to do and what not to do.
Okay. Yeah. I tell you, what to do when you see us on the streets? When you see me, guys. it's me, Mlungisi Simpela, the most handsome, 32-year-old on this side of the equator. Most handsome guy in the cheese cup, Muhammad Ali's protege, roll like a butterfly. 92 episodes in, I still float. Wow, now I've missed the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
I missed it.
You missed it.
Yeah, it's fine. Askies.
Yeah.
That's still. Yeah. That's more than a beehive. That's what I was missing.
Without all that mess, with the mess, and I'm still miserable, and still without none of that.
Yeah, it's because this whole sex on the first date thing has got us in jail. First timing, missing everything, but otherwise.
Speak for yourself.
Okay. It's love and light, everybody.
Be kind to one another.
Sharp.